Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 92. In this episode, I'll discuss how to provide analgesia and sedation to critically ill patients who have taken buprenorphine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode92. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Buprenorphine is an opioid partial agonist. It is used to treat acute and chronic pain, opioid withdrawal, and opioid dependence. Buprenorphine has a very high affinity for the mu opioid receptor. This high affinity results in competition with or displacement of other opioid analgesics at the mu opioid receptor. Due to buprenorphine being a partial mu opioid agonist, its opioid effects plateau at higher doses, and it behaves then like an antagonist. The half-life of buprenorphine depends on the dosage form used, but it is generally greater than 24 hours. As a result, it can be challenging to provide analgesia and sedation to critically ill patients who have recently taken buprenorphine. There are several different ways to work through this challenge. The first decision to be made is whether or not to continue the buprenorphine. Either continuing or discontinuing the buprenorphine can be a legitimate option. If the buprenorphine is continued and the analgesia requirements are fairly low, then dividing the buprenorphine dose from a single daily dose into multiple doses throughout the day may be sufficient. And whether or not the buprenorphine dose is divided, additional breakthrough opioid analgesic doses may be used. I found that the effective dose of breakthrough analgesic is nearly impossible to predict. I'll just pick a moderate dose of an opioid, like 50 micrograms fentanyl IV or a milligram hydromorphone IV, and titrate it as necessary to achieve the analgesic or sedation goal. Most patients will need relatively large doses of the breakthrough opioid for sufficient effect. If the buprenorphine is discontinued, it will need to be replaced with something. Typically, this is either methadone or another opioid analgesic. Methadone at a dose of up to 40 milligrams orally is sufficient to replace the effects of buprenorphine or at least prevent withdrawal symptoms. Additional breakthrough opioid doses may need to be given. Buprenorphine can also be discontinued and replaced with traditional opioids. Just like with breakthrough doses, I found the effective dose of opioids to replace buprenorphine is nearly impossible to predict here. Most patients will need relatively large doses of the breakthrough opioid for sufficient effect. For example, I encountered a patient who had recently stopped taking 20 milligrams of oral buprenorphine daily. The patient was mechanically ventilated for postoperative respiratory failure and needed continuous analgesia and sedation. A fentanyl infusion was started, and the patient tolerated a continuous infusion of 200 micrograms per hour of fentanyl. This was reduced to 175 mics per hour, and the patient was able to be weaned from the ventilator and transitioned back to oral buprenorphine the next day. If none of the above strategies work for providing analgesia and sedation to a critically ill patient on buprenorphine, ketamine can be used as a rescue therapy. I discussed the use of ketamine in critical care in detail back at pharmacyjoe.com/episode16. If breakthrough analgesia is needed, I would use ketamine boluses at a dose of 0.15 to 0.3 milligrams per kilo IV. If continuous analgesia is needed, I would start an infusion at 0.1 milligrams per kilo per hour and increase every 30 minutes to a max of 0.4 or 0.5 milligrams per kilo per hour. If buprenorphine therapy needs to be restarted after opioids are used for acute pain management, there is a chance that resuming buprenorphine will precipitate opioid withdrawal. To prevent acute withdrawal, a patient receiving a full opioid agonist regularly should be in mild opioid withdrawal before restarting buprenorphine therapy. Now, here's a question that comes up rather frequently, and that's, when can a critical care provider without a special X number from the DEA prescribe buprenorphine? Typically, special registration with the DEA is required for physicians to prescribe buprenorphine for the purpose of treating opioid addiction. Exceptions to this rule do exist, and I have them linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode92. And the link goes to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration website. Now, their quote is in the show notes. It would be extremely boring to read in the podcast, but the main point is that if a patient is admitted to the hospital for a primary medical problem other than opioid addiction, such as an MI, then buprenorphine may be used to treat the opioid withdrawal or the opioid addiction to prevent the side effects that would complicate the primary condition like the MI. And the physician doesn't need to have an X number to do this. So I interpret this to mean a critically ill patient on buprenorphine can continue to receive buprenorphine without consulting a provider with an XDEA number, as long as their critical illness would be exacerbated if the buprenorphine was not continued. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.